This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cube. Taco to go, taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't taco, lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
You've issued a statement about the alleged cover-up of child abuse in the Buffalo Public Schools, released yesterday in the podcast. What have you learned about these allegations, and what do you make of them?
Well, this was just brought to my attention last night. And so aside from what was alleged in the podcast, I haven't had a chance to really speak with the district yet. I have reached out to them. I imagine they're quite busy this morning. We reached out to a few of the departments there, and we're going to try to put together a meeting with them. I have a meeting with the superintendent. We have one scheduled every month, though. So unless that gets sidelined while they deal with this matter, we should be meeting tomorrow. And that'll be a topic of that conversation, probably a good chunk of the conversation.
The allegations that were put in the recent, the last edition of the podcast, I've taken a look at some of them. Some of them are rather disturbing. How credible are these allegations in your mind?
Well, as I said before, anytime you get an allegation of child abuse of any kind, as an educator, as an adult, it is alarming, and you have to respond swiftly and decisively. You've got to do, you have to report those matters. If a child comes to somebody, to a trusted adult to talk with them, and that is relayed, then yeah, that's certainly a serious concern. I'm scant on details beyond what was reported in the podcast. You'll rarely hear me go into great depth on something if I haven't had a chance to do a little bit of due diligence on my part, and that's the case this morning.
And Rich, I know that you're planning on meeting with the superintendent tomorrow. How many of these allegations are going to get discussed and a settled civil suit in 2023 over a man who claimed he was sexually assaulted in 1978?
The general topic of this is going to be discussed, and anything relevant to it. That's at the heart of these accusations anyhow. And the bottom line is I'm not the employer. The district's the employer. The district's responsibility is to ensure to the best of their ability the safety of every district employee and every student who's in their schools. My job is to ensure that our contracts followed and that board policies that affect our members are being followed. And when there's a report that has not happened, then my job in part is to protect my members and make sure that the district's doing their job. And so I've talked with the superintendent before. She reassured me before yesterday's second podcast was released that the district is cooperating and in investigations, and that they've hired a third-party investigator, which I think was the right decision to do, considering the allegations. But I'm sure that my conversation with the superintendent and any district personnel we're able to sit at the table with will bear some fruit in the way of some more information. But anytime something like this is reported, it is of serious concern, and you have to take any kind of allegation to report that has anything to do with the safety of our kids with complete seriousness and action.
How likely could any of these allegations, if proven true, would end up being a violation of the contract agreement between the district and the teachers?
Well, it's hard to say that something like this would be a violation of our contract when it comes to role and responsibilities of anybody who works in the schools, just like anyone who's in the medical profession in a hospital or a doctor or a nurse or anybody who's in law enforcement. As mandated reporters, we all have a responsibility. So yeah, I don't know that this would necessarily have an impact on as a contractual violation. But again, the goal would be to glean details about what exactly is going on, what's at the heart of any kind of accusations, allegations, or reports that are being made. You certainly want to, and I imagine that's what their investigation will find, that they're doing their diligence, due diligence to look into the credibility of those claims. And again, their primary job is to ensure a safe working environment for their employees and learning environment for the kids. So, we'll find out when I meet with her tomorrow. But we've spoken about that before, and she's assured me those things are happening. That was prior to this podcast. So, like I said, I'm going to meet with her again, and we'll have a conversation.